John chapter 3, verse 1. Very, very familiar scripture. Many of us could probably quote these verses. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Now notice this, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And I just want to minister just a little bit tonight along the lines of the gospel. And I was feeling like I needed to go in this direction here tonight. And we need to be reminded, and we need to remember constantly that we were not born into the kingdom of the flesh when we started coming to God. We were born in the flesh when we were born in the natural. But when we were born into the spiritual, he said, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. I want to preach that tonight. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. We started in the Spirit. We started in the Holy Ghost. We started by seeking after God. Do you remember what it was like when you needed the Holy Ghost? And you knew you needed the Holy Ghost, and you began to come to the altar and to pray and to seek after God. Amen. Well, that was a long time ago. You know what? It worked. It worked. When you came and you sought after God, it worked. And God met you at your point of need, didn't he? God met us at our point of need. How can we start that way and not finish that way? Praise the Lord. But we must finish the way that we started, because we're not in this kingdom of flesh anymore, but we are in the kingdom of God, which is a spiritual kingdom. Amen. And so we've got to be born of the Spirit. Amen. Walking in the Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for truth tonight. We ask you to anoint the Word. We ask you to speak to our hearts. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name tonight. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. So good to be here on Wednesday night. Amen. This new life that God has promised us here in the Word of God comes directly through the born-again experience. Amen. And it was the very same experience, in a sense of the word, that Israel experienced when they left Egypt and came into the promised land. When they came out of Egypt, there were many miracles that took place before they left. And when they were in Egypt, there was no freedom. There was nothing but bondage and heartache and trouble and all kinds of problems in their lives. And God came with hope where there was no hope. And God came with a destiny where there was nothing but trouble and problems in their future. And God promised them a brand new life. Amen. And he promises us a brand new life. Well, praise the Lord. And this new life for Israel came through the sacrifice of the innocent lamb. And the blood was applied upon the doorpost of their houses. And the death angel came in the middle of the night and passed over the houses where the blood was upon the door. Amen. And they left Egypt. They were ejected out of Egypt, And when they came to the water, they didn't know how it was all going to work out. They didn't understand what God's plan was. And they began to tremble because of their immaturity in spiritual things. They did not understand nor see the power of God in their lives. Very much like you and I, before we came to God, we had no spiritual testimonies to give. Amen. We had nothing but ashes to give to God. Amen. All we had was the spirit of mourning. Amen. That's all we had to offer to God. And we didn't know how it was all going to work out. We didn't know what we were going to do. Didn't know what direction we were going to go. We were just totally, completely without a clue as to what the next step in life was. But thank God, before we ever got to that place, He went to Calvary to prepare a plan for you and I. And that plan is a spiritual plan. That plan is a blessed plan tonight. Amen. And He made that plan before the foundation of the world. Amen. Before He ever said, "Let there be light," the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Amen. Before He ever said, created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, the Word of God was there. Amen. In the beginning. God does not have a beginning, but in the beginning of this plan of redemption, in the beginning of this plan of salvation, amen, God spoke the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Thank God it wasn't just in the mouth of God, but it was in the action of God. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. And the more you look at Jesus, the more awesome this plan of salvation becomes. And the more awesome it is to live for God and to walk with God and to do the will of God. Amen. Because He was not just a man, He was God. Amen. That God was manifest in the flesh. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Amen. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. We beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so when we approach Jesus, amen, we are approaching the very One who created all things. That's why the Bible says he was in the world and the world was made by Him. And the world knew Him not. He was the great Creator. He was Jehovah of the Old Testament that said, "Let there be," and bless your heart, there it was. You know why? Because God's able to do anything. Amen. He didn't get a construction crew out and make heaven and earth. All He did was speak the Word. Well, praise God. All He did was speak it into existence because He is God. He doesn't need us. We need Him. Amen. He made us. We didn't make Him. Well, praise God. We're supposed to serve Him, not Him serve us. Amen. But He came as a servant, and He came and died on the cross so you and I can have this redemption. When we receive the Holy Ghost, we receive Christ in us, the hope of glory. When we are born again, it's very similar to Israel as they left Egypt and they went through the water. The waters are representing baptism. And when they went through the water and God destroyed Egypt, He literally remitted Egypt off of them. Well, praise God. He remitted Egypt off of them. And He said, "The Egyptians whom you have seen, you shall never see them again forever." Amen. What a beautiful word from God. Amen. You started out this way, Israel, you're going to finish this way. You started out defeating your enemy, and you're going to finish defeating your enemy. Praise God. You started out with their destruction, and destruction is in their future. Amen. It's not the will of God for the Egyptians to come and rule over you anymore because you've been set free. remitted, washed away. And when we were born again and we were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, our greatest enemy is death, and the power of death is sin. Amen. And so in essence, what God did was He took all of the teeth out of the mouth of death. Praise God. It does not have any hold on us anymore. It does not have any power over us anymore. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Listen, there is no victory in death and in the grave without God. But with God, it's just another step into a better place. Well, praise God. We were born into a spiritual kingdom. And folks, we're going to go out of here in the spiritual kingdom. We started out loving coming to the house of God, and we're going to leave this place loving coming to the house of God. We came into this place praying, and we're going to go out praying. We came in worshiping, and we're going to go out worshiping. Well, praise God. We came in loving souls, and we're going to leave this place loving souls. Oh, thank God. We came into this believing God was going to do a miracle, and we're going to leave this thing believing God's going to do a miracle. Well, praise God. We came into this with our own personal revival, and we're going to leave in the middle of revival. Oh, praise God, praise God. We started out in the Spirit, and we're going to finish in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul said, you started out in the Spirit, how are you going to finish in the flesh? You can't, because it's a spiritual kingdom. Amen. It's a kingdom of God. It is the kingdom and the power of God. Amen. It is established upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Amen. The apostles of Jesus are a part, a major part of the foundation of our faith. Amen. This is not an experience that we all just came up with and we worked ourselves up into it, but this is something that was ordained by God from the very beginning. You and I receiving the Holy Ghost was ordained by God from the very beginning. You and I, having our sins washed away in the waters of baptism, was ordained in the very beginning. Praise God. It wasn't something that God just came up with at the last minute, something that He thought up, when Jesus was born. No, it wasn't that way. It was this way from the very beginning. Praise God. And if we were to go into it, and I think we need to understand this, because this is not a hope-so, happen-chance situation. Amen. This church tonight is ordained of God. It was planned from the beginning. Amen. And it's here because of God. And it's going to continue because of God. Amen. And if we were to look at it here, Matthew 28 and verse 16, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. All power. Everybody said all power. That's spiritual power. That's earthly power. All power. And so Jesus declared that He was the Almighty God. Well, praise the Lord. It was given unto Him as the Son of God. Amen. He is the great Creator tonight. And He said, go therefore, because I have all power, go therefore and teach all nations. Amen. And so when we understand the authority of Jesus Christ and we understand the authority of the Word of Jesus Christ, then we can understand the transfer of the Word of God and the transfer of the power of God to the disciples. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And so the power of God and the word of God was transferred unto the disciples. And we know that because the 11 were here. And he said, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. Everybody said name of the Father, that's Jesus, and of the Son, that's Jesus, and of the Holy Ghost, that's Jesus. Teaching them, and there's the word of God again, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And so it was a transfer of the word of God, and it was a transfer of the power of God. And not only that, it was a promise to them and to us. Amen. It wasn't just for the apostles, but it's for us as well, that he will be with us all the way to the end of the world. Some folks believe that it's just for the apostles, that this was just for them, then that must mean that Jesus isn't with us anymore because it was just for the apostles. But it's for us tonight. He's with us. He's here tonight. I felt his presence here. Amen. And we are not preaching something off the top of our heads. Amen. We are preaching what Jesus gave to the apostles. And if it was good for them, it's good for us. If it was right for them, it's right for us. If it was good in their generation, it's good in our generation. Well, praise the Lord. If it was good in their governmental system, it's good in our governmental system. It doesn't matter where you're at. This gospel is for every person. Everybody. Mark chapter 16 and verse 14. I want you to see this tonight. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11. There's the 11 again. As they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, praise God. They shall cast out devils. Amen. They shall speak with other tongues. Oh, praise God. If they lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. There was a transfer of the word of God. There was a transfer of the power of God. Well, praise the Lord. I've seen God heal. I've seen God deliver. Don't tell me he doesn't do it anymore. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen glaucoma healed. I've seen brain tumor healed. Amen. I've seen a stroke healed. Well, praise God. God is able. Amen. I've seen a young man on LSD healed in about 60 seconds. Amen. It's not some long drawn out recovery situation. When God heals, God heals. Praise the Lord. That's what he did back in those days. When he healed, they left healed. That's pretty simple. Praise the Lord. He didn't pray for them and then send them to the hospital. Amen. But when he prayed for them, they were healed. Amen. And he transferred to them the word of God that will heal us spiritually. And he transferred to them the power of God that will heal us physically. And it was given to the 11. Luke 24 and verse 33. Luke chapter 24 and verse 33. I don't have that one written down here. Let's look at it. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And so he comes he begins to minister to them. And he tells them, it says in verse 45, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, And thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And so, in other words, he said, it is written that there will be the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Verse 46 is the essence of the gospel. Verse 47, and, everybody said and. Now this is their job. The first verse 46 was God's job. Verse 47 is now the transfer, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. There's the word of God. In the name, in his name, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Well, praise God. And so there was the 11, and there was the transfer of the word of God and the transfer of the power of God. We are built tonight upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We're not just preaching some old something that somebody told us, but we've got it right out of the word of God. Amen. I don't want to believe it just because somebody said it. I want to look in the word of God and find it for myself. Well, praise God. Praise God. And it's in the word of God. And we read it tonight. John chapter 3 and verse 5. Amen. Where he came to Jesus. Nicodemus came to Jesus. And Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. How are we born again? We are born again when the transfer of the word of God and the power of God comes to us. Praise the Lord. It's not a formal thing where we come and accept the Lord as our personal Savior. It's not a formal thing where we go and it's all set up real nice and we're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not some formal thing where, and yes, they do it in some places where they teach people to speak in tongues. Those are the works of the flesh. Those are the works of man. We cannot learn how to be spiritually born. It can only come by God. And the scripture says that we are begotten by the word of God. We are begotten by the gospel. Well, praise the Lord. We're living in a day today where they're coming up with all sorts of things now. All sorts of changes to the human body. Amen. Surgeries that can change. Well, it can't, but they think it can change the gender of an individual. Surgeries that will make you look different. Things like that. Just recently, they did a complete face transplant. I think that'd be good for some folks. Amen. Amen. Just joking. All right, come on, folks. Help me. Help me this evening. This is the truth. I read about this just a few weeks ago. They are actually planning a head transplant where they're going to transplant one person's head over to another person's body. Now, folks, I'm telling you, we're crossing the line into things that ought not to be. God made us and he can heal us. Amen. We are not destined to live forever in this human body. We must be born again of the water and of the spirit. Amen. We must come to God. You're not going to change things by having a surgery. You're not going to change things. Amen. By some man-made method. Oh, come on. Praise God. There's only one way, and Jesus gave it to his disciples. And then when the Spirit was poured out in Acts chapter 2, you can go to verse 14, and it says, and Peter standing up with the 11. Praise God. All the way down through the life of Christ, through his ministry, it was to the 11. It was to the apostles. There was 12, of course. But Judas had killed himself, and they had picked Matthias, but that was after the fact. It was to the 11, and then he joined it and became the 12th. Amen. And So he stood up with the 11. Matthew was there. Amen. There's a difference in being baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a huge difference. There's a massive difference. And the difference is one is saved from their sins and the other is not. Amen. I don't want to get caustic here tonight, but I'm telling you, we cannot come up with our own gospel. We cannot come up with our own plan of salvation. We can't come up with our own spirituality. But Paul said the day is coming when they're going to have another spirit. And the day is coming when they're going to preach another Jesus. He's a Jesus of the second person of a Holy Trinity. Amen. He is not God manifest in the flesh. And that's why they don't baptize in the name of Jesus, because they don't really understand the power and the spirituality and the authority of the name of Jesus only. Amen. Amen. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. There's no other name. You can't be saved if you're not baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't be saved without the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues. Why? Because it was given to the apostles by Jesus. And there's no way that we can add to that. Amen. There was a group of people that began to philosophize about the Godhead in 200 A.D., way past the time of the apostles and our Lord Jesus Christ. And they began to come up with another method or another belief system. And they began to teach that there was three gods in the Godhead, three personalities, and then developed into three persons. Amen. That there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There's only one place in one of those that is referred to in the scriptures, and that is God the Father. Amen. God the Father. Amen. Who was he the Father of? He was the Father of Jesus Christ. Amen. God became a Father. There is no place in your Bible anywhere where it makes reference to Jesus as God the Son. It's not in your Bible. There is no reference in the scriptures anywhere to God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because God is God. Amen. He is one. There's not three in one, and there's not one in three. Well, praise the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. Do we believe that tonight? Amen. The Shema of Israel, the monotheistic belief that they have had, amen, from Adam and Eve, amen, carried down through Noah, carried down through Abraham, amen, carried down through Moses. And when Moses spoke to this God at the burning bush, he said, "Who should I say has sent me?" And he said, "You tell them, I am hath sent you." Amen. And from that point on, That's the only way that they knew of their God. He was the great I am. Do we know who that great I am is today? Amen. It's Jesus. He came along and Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And they said, "Lord, if you would have been here, he would not have died." He said, "Listen, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me," amen, "not in us, but in me." Amen. There is salvation. There is no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. He came along and said, "I am the good shepherd." Amen. He came along and said, "I am this and I am that." And they said, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." They said, "Well, you're not even 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham." He said, "Let me tell you something, boys. Before Abraham was, I am." Praise the Lord. And if you believe not that I am he, and that word he is in italicis, the original actually says, if you believe not that I am, you will die in your sins. Why? Because if you don't believe that he is the I am, you're not going to get baptized in his name. You're going to choose another God. You're going to go another way, but there is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. There's only one way into this spiritual kingdom, and it's by me. Praise God. It's by me. You've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood, or you have no life in you. It's all in me. Well, praise God. It's all in him tonight, friend. There's nobody else. There's no other kingdom. There's no other way. It's only this kingdom of God. Well, praise the Lord. And so they preached it on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 8. And you don't have to turn there. Philip went down to Samaria. And what did he preach to them? He preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed to the things that Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles that were done by him. And there was joy in the city. And the Bible says when they believed the things concerning that Philip preached concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, what did they do? They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's what they had on their brain. Amen. That's what they had on their mind. This city needs to be baptized in Jesus' name. And then when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he, the Holy Ghost, was fallen upon none of them. Only were they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Folks, they stuck with the message. They didn't deviate from the message. They continued to preach it because it was the word of God and it was the power of God. And when they laid their hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. The word of God was transferred and the Spirit of God was transferred. We cannot be in the kingdom of God without his word and without his Spirit. Well, praise God. We can't be in the kingdom of God just by having church. Amen. It can't just be teaching and preaching and ministering. It can't be just coming in receiving something from God. Amen. We've got to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. We've got to be renewed in this great Holy Ghost that God has given to us. And the reason is this is a spiritual kingdom. And they saw the word of God. They saw the power of God. And we find in Acts 10 that an angel appeared to Cornelius and said, send for Simon Peter, and he will tell you words by which you and your house can be saved. He had seen an angel, was on his fourth day of fasting, gave alms to the people. He helped the poor. He guided his house in righteousness, prayed to God always. And an angel appeared unto him, and the angel said, go get Simon Peter. He's going to tell you how to get saved. In other words, you're not saved. And so, in other words, tonight, we cannot manufacture a spiritual kingdom of God. We cannot manufacture a move of God. There's only one way that it can be established in our mind and our heart, and that is we must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I can't become spiritual outside of that message, outside of this truth. Well, praise God. We can't play church. We can't act the part. We can't go through the motions. There's only one way to get to heaven. Amen. And when Peter yet spoke the words, verse 44, The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know that? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized? Amen. To show publicly their expression of faith. No. He said these should be baptized, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And bless your heart, they did it right now. Acts 19, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You know what, friend? They had this message on the top of their head. I'm talking about men whose names are going to be written in the foundation of heaven. Amen. I'm talking about men who were chosen by God. Amen. And the Apostle Paul, chosen by God. Amen. You would think that God would give them some fantastic message that would woo all the people, but they just stuck with the same message. You know why? Because God's message works. John preached repentance, and that's all he preached, but it worked. I'm not interested in what the world says. I want to know what God has to say. They said, we haven't even heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. We don't know what you're talking about. They were very honest people, very honest-hearted people. And I don't criticize nor condemn those that do not have the Holy Ghost. Because I'm telling you what, there was a day that I did not have the Holy Ghost. I had not been baptized in his name, but I'm thankful that somebody came along and saw my need and ministered to my need in my life. And that need was the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he taught it to me and he showed it to me until I understood it, until it became a fire down in my bones. And the young man that won me to God and taught me all of these things eventually backslid and is today without God. But I'm telling you, I'm still here. You know why? Because he put something down in my bones. Amen. It's a fire shut up on the inside, and I've got to preach and I've got to help somebody until I don't have any more breath in me. Well, praise God. I'm not interested in church. Amen. Just for the sake of having church. Amen. I'm not interested in singing just for the sake of singing. Amen. I'm not interested in raising money so we can say we got this much in the bank. You know what we've got to have? We've got to have a move of God. And a move of God comes by the preaching of the gospel. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Fred, you're never going to preach anything higher than the gospel. Brother Reed, you'll never preach anything higher than the gospel. Oh, praise God. Praise God. We hear a lot of preaching about this, that, and the other, but we need to hear the truth. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's the only thing that'll transform a life. It's the only thing that'll set us free and usher us into the kingdom of God. Anything else is a man-made surgery. You can be seated tonight. There's only one way God ordained some things to happen. And without going into detail, they tell me that artificial insemination causes birth defects, and that there are side effects that last a lifetime. God didn't intend for it to be that way necessarily. Amen. And we cannot birth people into the kingdom of God with a puppet show. We cannot birth people into the kingdom of God with music. We cannot birth people into the kingdom of God by having seminars about family relationships. We cannot birth people in. I'm not against these things. You know I'm not. But we cannot birth them into the spiritual kingdom by osmosis, where it just kind of transfers over to them. One very prominent, if I told his name, you would know who it is. His wife was asked, "When were you saved?" And she said, "You know what? All I ever remember is being a Christian. I was raised in a Christian home." She said, "I guess I've always been saved." How sad. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We'll all end up out in the gutter somewhere without God. Amen. We will all end up. I saw a picture just yesterday of a gigantic firestorm on the face of the sun, and the ball of the sun was about that big, and this big loop came out like this. Flames of fire, millions of degrees in temperature. And I thought, dear God, I don't want to go to hell. If God can do that and put it right there and give us life, what can God do to bring eternal death? I'm telling you, folks, we've got to live for God with everything in our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Eternity is coming so very, very soon, and so many are playing games with their soul. So many are playing games with eternity. I've got plenty of time. Everything's all right. Eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, thou fool, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. Listen, we've got to get a hold of the truth of the Word of God and what it really means to live for God and have the joy of the Lord and the peace of God in our hearts. And it comes through the simplicity that is in Christ. Do you love him tonight? Amen. I love him. Amen. Let me just finish with this tonight. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. So there it is. There was the transfer of the Word of God. And Paul took that transfer of the Word of God. Amen. You three young men, stand up here tonight. Real quickly, stand up. To one, he gave five. Give me five. To one, he gave two. Give me two. To one, he gave one. You can be seated. Now, what are you going to do with it? He gave those things. He gave gifts unto men, and the gifts that he gave unto men, of course, was the ministry, but it was the Word of God, the treasure in earthen vessels. There was a transfer of the Word of God. Young people, it's not enough just to come to church because your parents come to church. It's not enough to love God just because your parents love God. It's not enough to pray because mom and daddy's praying. We've been given something. Ma'am, sir, we've been given something. And it's given to us by God. I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. Praise God, we received it, and now we're standing in it, by which we are saved. Did you know that the Galatian church had not only left the gospel? If we go to Galatians chapter 1 tonight, and I'm going to finish with this, but he said, I am amazed that you are so soon removed from him who hath called you into this gospel, which is not unto another gospel, he said, which is not another. In other words, Paul was saying, if you leave this truth, you're leaving God. If you leave the gospel, you're leaving God. And he said, you've left God. You are removed from him who hath called you. But it's not another gospel. Maybe I need to read that. We've got a few minutes here tonight. Have you got a few minutes? Praise the Lord. Galatians 1 and 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert or change the gospel of Christ. But though we, everybody said we, that's the ministry. Doesn't matter if the ministry changes it. It's still going to be the same gospel. Or an angel from heaven. And it doesn't matter who he tells it to, if it's Joseph Smith or whoever else. There's a major religion right in our area. And a man was given the everlasting gospel. But it's another gospel. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. What gospel are you talking about? He said, the one that we preached unto you. John the Revelator, who wrote the book of Revelation, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and the book of John. Four books in the New Testament written by this man. He was the beloved of Jesus Christ. He was the one who leaned his head on Jesus' breast. He was the only of the 12 that did not die a martyr's death. God loved him. He was one of the special ones. And John wrote this, we are of God. How did he know that? Because he was in the Mount of Transfiguration and he saw Jesus Christ become brighter than the noonday sun. And he heard the voice. He walked with him. He talked with him. He leaned on him. He knew him more intimately than I believe any of the other disciples. He never denied him. Oh, I'm telling you, he said, we are of God. Amen. He that is of God hears us. He that is not of God does not hear us. Hereby, or this is the way we know the difference between the Spirit of truth. Everybody said the Spirit of truth. That's the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, he called it the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. Everybody said the spirit of error or the spirit of a lie. Amen. He said, this is how we know the truth and not the truth. In other words, this is how we can know if it's the kingdom of God or not the kingdom of God. This is how we know if we are saved or not saved. And we simply go back to the teachings of the apostles as given to them by Jesus Christ. Can't make anything else up. We can't come up with some other idea. We can't do any of that. We just have to say, that's the gospel right there. Are you thankful tonight for the truth? Are you thankful tonight for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Maybe it's old hat to you, but my friend, if we'll obey this gospel, if we will die in repentance, if we are buried with him in baptism and we rise to walk in a newness of life in the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, it's our ticket to heaven. It's our ticket to heaven. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm so excited. I'm just going to share it with you tonight. Can I share something with you? I bought a couple of airline tickets today. I'm excited about it. Because I'm going to Boston, Massachusetts to preach. And I bought a couple tickets, and when I got done, the reason I'm going is because 40 years ago, we left home and went to Boston to start a church. And they're having their 40th anniversary. 40 years ago, the church has been there 40 years, and they want me to come and preach. Sunday morning and Sunday night service there. And I'm excited about it. I got my reservation. This isn't new to some of you. And right there was the confirmation. And it's kind of a weird thing, GWJV3M7 or something like that. And when I get to the airport, I can have it on my smartphone. I can be real cool now because I used to have a flip phone. Can't do it with a flip phone. Now I can just kind of put it up there and just real cool, just kind of go right on through. You got to have that confirmation number. You know what? When we get to heaven, the world's not going to understand it. Amen. It's like the little Sunday school kid that came home off the Sunday school bus, and Mama said, "What did you learn today?" He said, "Mama, I learned about a guy that had an axe and 2.38s." And she said, "Dear Lord, what's going on over there at that church? An axe and 2.38s. Didn't understand what they were even trying to say. That's how the world looks at it. Y'all get excited about Acts 2.38s? What's that all about? What's that Holy Ghost about? I'm excited because of this, that, or the other. Listen, it's our ticket to heaven. It's our ticket to heaven. Amen. When we get to heaven, it's going to be like that group of folks that tried to sneak into Israel, and they were not of the Israeli genealogy, and so they couldn't speak the language quite right. And he said, "All right, when you're passing through this gate right here, say Sibboleth." And if they would say, it was one way or the other, if they said Sibboleth, or if they said Shibboleth, that one little bitty difference in the language, they said, if they don't say it right, kick them out. Praise the Lord. There's a way that we know, and it's by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Folks, we've got to walk in the Spirit. Come on, somebody, help me tonight. We've got to walk in the Spirit. We were born into the Spirit. We've got to stay in the Spirit. Amen. We were born in worship. We've just got to stay in worship. We were born with zeal and desire. Amen. I'm not letting anything take that away from me. I'm standing for God, living for God, walking with God. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody else want to go with me? Praise God. I want to make it all the way with Jesus. Your pride's not going to heaven with you. The things of this world are not going to heaven with you. Thank God for the beautiful things that God's given us. But I'm telling you, it's all in the right perspective. I'm trying to put it in the right perspective tonight. Amen. That it's the gospel. It's the gospel. I'm a carrier of the gospel. Amen. I've been infected by the gospel. And wherever I go, I need to just pass along the germs. Amen. Hopefully somebody else will catch it and they'll get on fire too. Amen. I'm just somebody with a book full of Acts 2:38 matches. And everywhere I'm going, I'm striking a match and trying to get a fire going. We was over at the lake, walking around the lake the other night. And there was a man and a woman fishing. And when we walked by him, she snagged a fish, he snagged a fish. And we looked at him and went on. And then when we came back, they obviously hadn't caught any fish. And when we walked by, all of a sudden, they caught some more fish. And they said, "You guys just stay right here. Because whenever you guys come, we catch fish." I said, "Well, wouldn't it be really nice if I said like Jesus did, the next one's going to have a coin in his mouth." Put a little plug in there for Jesus. Amen. Who knows? Maybe the next time we go by, they'll catch a big 70-pound flathead. Then I'll have to call Daryl over there. He knows what to do with those things. Help us, Jesus. Amen. Just striking a match. Amen. Just throwing my bobber and my hook out there again. He said, "You're going to catch men." And sometimes it's all day and you don't even get a bite. And then there's other times when you get a nibble and then it goes away. And then there's other times when you snag one and you bring them in. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. That's how it works. That's how it works. Father, we thank you tonight for the word of truth. The truth that you brought down from heaven to us. The bread of life. The word of God. And you gave it to your apostles, and the apostles break it and gave it to the people. I pray tonight, God, that we could break the bread of truth to those that we work with, those that we're around. Help us, Lord. Help us to spread this glorious gospel, this wonderful truth tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing it tonight.